This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll in Friday's mosque massacres in New Zealand has now risen to 50, even as families wait to hold funerals for those killed. Canterbury Police Commissioner Mike Bush said Sunday that the latest victim was discovered when police were recovering bodies from mosque. Bush said the number of injured has also risen to 50, with two in critical condition.
36 of those remain in Christchurch Hospital, where they are being treated with the utmost care and professionalism by medical staff. Two do remain critical, and we also have one child being well looked after at Starship Hospital in Christchurch.
Meanwhile, graves were able to be dug for those killed in the attacks, but their bodies could not be released to families because of the ongoing investigation. Fazil Bash's uncle was one of those killed.
Just coping, lots of tears, eh? Just don't know what to do at the moment. I think more people from Auckland are coming down to assist with the funeral arrangements, not only of my uncle, of all the others as well, but it depends when the bodies are going to be released.
The main suspect, 28-year-old Australian Briton Harrison Tarrant, was remanded without plea on one charge of murder. A U.S. Navy veteran from California has been sentenced to 10 years in prison in Iran, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
A lawyer for Michael R. White says the former Navy cook was convicted of insulting Iran's supreme leader and posting private information online. White's mother has said her son went to Iran to see a woman she described as his girlfriend, though his lawyer says White appears to have made the trip without informing the woman. His arrest was first reported in October. White is the first American Iran is known to have detained since President Trump took office. Three other Americans are known to be held there. Trump has taken a hardline approach to Iran, pulling out of Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And this is VOA News. The Iraqi government has started exhuming a mass grave left behind by the Islamic State group and the northwestern Sinjar region. IS militants rampaged across Sinjar in 2014, killing Yazidi men and abducting thousands of women and children. Many followers of the minority faith are still missing after women were forced into sexual slavery and boys were indoctrinated in the jihadi ideology. Over 70 mass graves have been discovered in Sinjar since it was liberated from IS in November of 2015. A police officer has been reported dead after protest over local elections in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Members of the ruling Union for Democracy and Social Progress Party began demonstrating in the streets Friday to voice displeasure at the results of the vote for regional assembly. The election resulted in a majority going to the opposition Common Front for Congo, the party of longtime President Joseph Kabila. France's Air Accident Investigation Agency says data from the cockpit voice recorder on an Ethiopian Airlines jet that crashed last Sunday has been successfully downloaded. However, as Reuters correspondent Anna Bevan reports, the airline says identifying the remains of the 157 people killed could take up to 6 months.
Ethiopian Airlines said Saturday that DNA testing on the remains of the 157 passengers killed on board Flight 302 may take up to 6 months. A team of investigators in Paris has begun examining the black box recorders recovered from the site where the Boeing 737 MAX 8 plane crashed last week shortly after taking off from Addis Ababa. All Boeing MAX jets have now been grounded worldwide because of concerns about parallels between the two crashes. On Friday, investigators found a possible clue at the crash site, a key part of the plane's tail. The horizontal stabilizer is reportedly set in an unusual position, similar to that seen in the wreckage of the Indonesian MAX 8.
That's Reuters' Anna Bevan reporting. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido was in the city of Valencia in northern Venezuela Saturday to begin a tour of the country as part of his effort to oust embattled President Nicolas Maduro. Guaido tweeted photos of the day's activities, attended a service at Valencia Cathedral and visited a local market, greeted crowds of supporters in both places, and told supporters that Maduro's president has lost its legitimacy. He thinks that a stolen sash in a palace makes one a president. No, sir. It's the support of the people that make a president. He doesn't have this. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of Venezuelans marched through the capital, Caracas, on Saturday to show support for their leader, President Nicolas Maduro. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.